This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Somebody give him praise now. I want to invite you to stand on your feet. On this holy day, the Sabbath of our God, He hallowed this day, He blessed this day, and He set this day apart for holy convocation, so that His people from all regions of the earth would come together and celebrate His awesomeness. So with an uplifted voice, I'm going to ask you today to raise your hands and your voices, and let us decree and declare in the atmosphere and this solemn day that there is no God like Yahweh. After three, one, two, three. Shout it again. Shout it again. Hear you. Shout it again. Now put your hands together and give Him a great praise. Be seated if you can. Let me take this time out to give honor to the holy God, the only wise God, Yahweh, our Father, to the only begotten of the Father, Yahshua, our Messiah, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, giving honor to the apostle. I heard the apostle declare that he is feeling better. Come on, that deserves a praise. I thank you, Lord. So I said to the apostle, since you're feeling so good, I said, I'm going to hit you up. You're going to tag team with me today. And he don't think that I'm serious, but for those of you that out there listening by way of the airwave, and if you think I'm a great preacher, wait until you hear this man of God. He is indeed the overseer of our ministry. And we honor you today, sir. I am so excited about the kingdom of God that I can't stop speaking about it. The prevailing kingdom, the kingdom of all kingdoms. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody magnify God. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. If you know what I'm talking about, I said lift up the name of Jesus. So I bring you a message today, death and resurrection. Death and resurrection. When Jesus was here, we understood that we had two different groups of people that goes to church every Sabbath day. We had the Pharisees and we had the Sadducees. I can only imagine that they always seems to have confusion, because the Sadducees believe that there is no such thing as resurrection. And the Pharisees believe that there is resurrection of the dead. What do you believe? Are you a Pharisee or a Sadducee? Well, in that case, I would have to say that I am a Pharisee. Because I do believe that there is a resurrection. I can only imagine how disturbed the Sadducees were when they found out that Jesus called Lazarus from the dead. I can only imagine that they would to God that they could kill this man. How dare you stand up to defy our doctrine? Death is a must. And while some people are afraid of death, I want you to understand that death is a savior. You would never want to keep company with death unless you are truly desperate in need of him. And you have no idea how great of a friend death can be until your back is against the wall and you really need to die. So a lot of times people don't want to hear about death. But death is one appointment that every human being must keep. You can cancel your dental appointment, and you can cancel every appointment that there is. But there is one appointment that is sure to man. And that is the appointment of death. Ready or not? Want him or not? When the time comes, if you're up in the sky, he will take you. If you're under the water, he will take you. If you are happy, he will take you. And if you are sad, he will take you. It does not matter the condition that you're in. If you are rich, he will take you. And if you are poor and busted, he will take you. And it does not matter where in the world you are. One thing about Mr. Debt, he is like God. He's everywhere. Come on now. If Mr. Debt desire to take you at 12 o'clock and you decide to take a flight from West Palm Beach to Europe, midnight, Mr. Debt will be in Europe. Oh, somebody bless God up in this place. So I want to say to you, there is no need to run. I heard the word of the Lord decree and declare that when the tribulation is upon the earth, that the great men of the earth, they will seek death, but death will be nowhere to be found. Hello out there. There is coming a time when man will cry for death. And death said, I'm on a vacation, not today. And I won't come tomorrow. Oh, somebody ought to magnify God. If you are in prison and your time to meet this appointment shows up, you will be taken. And I don't care how they may plan your execution. If Mr. Death is not ready for you, you will not die. You cannot die. Come on and bless God in this room. But the beauty about death, the Christian should not fear death. If you are afraid of death, you have a great problem. The Christian ought to know that after death comes the resurrection. Oh, somebody bless God. Oh, if you think you're looking cute right now. Oh, if you think you're beautiful right now. There is coming a day when this body will fail and death will take its course and this body will be no more. But after that, somebody shout after that, comes then you begin to really live. Somebody bless God. That's why I'm happy with the way I am. I have no need to get a nose job. That's why I'm happy with the way I am. Somebody praise God. Come on and lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody stand up on your feet and praise Him. Say, stand up on your feet and praise Him. That comes the resurrection. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. The message came prior to his death. Tell Jesus that the one that he loved, the one that you love, is sick. Jesus said, I'm not worried about that. Jesus said, it's okay. He don't need me right now. I'm on my master's business. I know that I love the man. I know that the man is my friend. But you're just going to have to wait a little. Oh, Lord, help me. By the time Jesus got back, his friend was dead 4 days and buried. Now, if you know anything about dead things, after 4 days, it began to decompose. I don't think it was a pretty sight. I don't just think the smell was nice. But Jesus got there. And some folks was upset. Tell you about some people you call your friend. He heard that he was sick. And he wait until the man is dead and buried, and now he's coming. I wonder where he think he's going. Jesus got there, and Jesus looked at Lazarus' tomb, and Jesus called him out by name. You ever ask yourself the question, why Jesus called him by name? Had he not called Lazarus by name, all the dead would get up. Come on now, because Jesus, he is the resurrection and he is life. Somebody shout, yeah! Jesus, shout, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus was dead, but immediately when Jesus called his name, life got back into his decomposed body. He got up and he was still wrapped in the grave cloth. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Oh, Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. I believe that some folks would start running. Oh, God, but Jesus said, loose. By this time, imagine what was going on with the Sadducees. Hello, I want to let you know that death is inevitable. You can't escape. Death is sure and death is absolute. Hello. But one thing for the Christian believers, we know that the resurrection is sure. The resurrection is inevitable. The resurrection is absolute. And let me tell you something, whether you die a Christian or a sinner, you will rise again. If you are dead, you will rise again. The question is how? And to what? Hello? Turn your Bibles with me quickly to 1 Corinthians 15 and look at the verse 33. going right down to about verse 38. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Do you know anyone that is of a filthy tongue? Pull away from them. Because sooner or later, your tongue gets filthy too. Come on now. You know anyone that is of a lying tongue? They can't be your best friend. Before you know it, you'll start lying too. Well, somebody bless God. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not knowledge. Have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. It is a shame not to have the knowledge of God. It is a shame not to know that after death there is a resurrection. It is a shame. It is a shame to hang out with people that can't get you to where you're going. It is a shame to hang out with people that won't celebrate you. It is a shame. It is a shame for you to think that you're going to live and live and live and live and live. You will die. You must die. And I'm here to let you know that you will be resurrected. But some man will say, how are the dead raised? And some of you are out there listening to me right now, and you're saying, what? How is this really going to happen? Everybody that is dead is going to be resurrected. Yes! And if you think that death is the finality of life, I'm here to let you know that you're mistaken. Hello? And whether you choose to believe it or not, you will have to face it eyeball to eyeball one day. Come on and bless God. But some man will say, how are the dead raised? Verse 35. And with what body do they come? Then listen to the response. Verse 36. Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. In other words, if you don't understand the grains that you eat, when you plant it, when you plant a seed, before the seed can germinate and bring forth, it must die. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody magnify God. Somebody magnify God. If you are going to be progressive for God, you must die. If you are going to be a soldier in the army of the Lord, you must die. And some of us don't want to die. We don't even want to go through a little storm. You must die. But listen, and that which thou sowest not that body. So in other words, when you plant your corn and it bring forth, it is not the same corn that you put in the ground. The corn that you put in the ground died. Hello? And God gave your corn a new body. Somebody praise God. So when you're eating your corn and you're eating your peas, no wonder we should bless our food before we eat. Because God is the source of the harvest. Anybody with me? I said that God is, I believe every farmer should be a Christian. And every farmer ought to believe in the resurrection. Oh, somebody bless God in this house. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. So it does not come up with the same body, but bear grain. It may change of wheat or of some other grain. In other words, he's saying, it can come up in a different thing from what you plant, but it can't be the same thing. Hello? But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him. I'm going to have a new respect for the next corn I bite into. I'm going to find a new respect for the next bowl of pea soup. Hello? Because some of us just like to eat and burp and never give thanks. And have no clue where your meal come from. Somebody bless God. But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him. And to every seed, his own body. Nudge your neighbor and say to your neighbor, neighbor, if God can do that to the grain, then God can raise me from the dead. and give me a new body. Is there a praise out there? Do I have some believers out there? I said, do I have some believers out there? Get me to the verse 42. There is one glory of the sun and another of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star different from another star in glory. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. Can they add on the sand in your sun? Every star is different. And they come with different sizes. Oh, so you thought that God took time, God put time into this. Oh, tell somebody when God made me. Come on, tell somebody when God made me. He considered me good. Come on, tell your neighbor, he put my eyes at the right place. Oh, come on, he placed my tongue at the right place. Come on, say, when God made me, he positioned everything in its rightful place. Oh, somebody ought to bless God in this room. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption and it raised in incorruption. Oh, tell somebody I'm going down corrupt. But one of these good old days, I'm getting up incorruptible. Oh, stand on your feet and lift up the name of Jesus. Say, neighbor, don't watch the way I'm going down. I said, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't look at the way I'm going down. Look at the way I'm coming up.
Oh, wave your hand and praise him, somebody. Hey, that's why verse 51 said, behold, I show thee a mystery. Shout mystery. Mystery. We shall not all sleep. Shout hallelujah. But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the trumpet. Oh, somebody praise him. Dr. Peart said that there were two different groups. One was linked to the Pharisee, the next to the Sadducee. Let me tell you something up in here. The Sadducee were sad all the time because there was no hope after death. But the Pharisee were happy because they have hope in the resurrection. Now that's my theology out there. And it's copywritten too. Now are you a Sadducee or a Pharisee? All right, this church is of the Pharisee. Let us happy about ourselves in God right now. I want to bring life to this message. The resurrection answered to all the work of Christ. And Dr. Peart, I want to tell you this. The church is wrong. The church portrayed the death of Christ a greater focus. Hardly they make the resurrection the focus. The church makes the death. But I want to tell you, the resurrection is the ground on which the gospel is formed. Woo. Verse 14, quickly, verse 14. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain and we become false witness. Slow down a little bit here. Now, there are many arguments within the aspect of Christology. There are the argument of the incarnation. There is the argument of the crucifixion. There is the argument, hallelujah, of how God became a man. But the greatest Christological argument is that of the resurrection. So I want to focus on verse 14. If Christ be not risen, somebody stand and praise him. If Christ be not risen, we have problem around here. Some of our churches are dead. So dead. But if you believe in the resurrection, I want to tell you, you have a foretaste of glory. Christ raised from the dead, give the church a foretaste of the rapture. Come on, somebody. Every believer in God have a foretaste of the rapture. Shout hallelujah. That in spite of how I go down, I will come up in glory. I go down weak, I come up in strength. I go down in dishonor, I come up in glory. Oh, wave your hand and praise him. I go down corrupted, I come back incorrupted. Can I make this? Can I bring some truth to you? If Christ did not raise from the dead, the crucifixion would mean nothing to us. If Christ did not raise from the dead, the incarnation means nothing. If Christ was not raised from the dead, there would be no second coming. Shout hallelujah. There would be no millennial kingdom. But because of the resurrection, I have hope of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Shout hallelujah. That someday Christ will return. Someday he will step out in a cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ shall rise. Shout hallelujah. And those that sleep in the earth shall come forth. Some to the resurrection of life, some to the resurrection of damnation. What side are you on?
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed. Tune in next week at the same time for part 2 of this message.